Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Drive's busting this day open.
Busted wide the hell open, ain't it?
And we're telling them to bring it back.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sturdy's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
And Dirty's Daily today is powered by Boots for Troops. Boots for Troops. My man Jimmy Rogers is in the building with his crew.
Hey, what up, Jimmy?
Boots for Troops is in the building. Here's what I want to ask everybody out there to do. All right, they got a little golf tournament going next week, next Monday, but I don't know if they got any teams left or not. But here's what I want to ask everybody to do. I want you to go check out Boots for Troops. Boots with an S, by the way. My gibberish, I'm sorry. Bootsfortroops.org. And get involved. However you can. They got events going on all the damn time, so there's no excuse. Your schedule can fit some kind of event they got rolling. There's no doubt about it. You can follow them on Twitter, at Boots, the number 4, Troops on Twitter, Boots 4, the word 4, Troops on Facebook, and Boots.4.Troops on Instagram for all you young punks out there that don't do Twitter and Facebook, all right? No excuses. No excuses out there. Get involved. They do the Lord's work. They do the Lord's work for all those that are out there fighting for us, fighting for our freedoms. I got two babies now, boy. It's more important now than it's ever been. So if it's in your heart, man, get with these guys and get involved. It is a hell of a cause, and they know how to have a lot of fun, if you know what I mean. It ain't some boring get down now. If you get involved with Boots for Troops, it's going to be a good time. So, Tyler, I know you got it back there. You popping tops. I heard the sound effects, man. You've been involved, and you've been a big part of it. But you're missing this one, man. Jimmy and the crew's out here hanging out, man.
Yeah, couldn't have said it better, though, man. They do just such great things over there, Boots for Troops. And they do a lot of really cool events like this one. People should be checking it out, no doubt. Shout out to Jimmy and everybody over there for what they're doing at Boots for Troops.
Every now and then they get really the some of the scum of the earth like Tyler involved in their events every now and then. So you gotta be careful who you run into. But
I get a little horny here and there, but
scum of the earth.
That was a low blow. I know. I didn't want you to big head. You've been involved. You've been involved in some of their events and helped out. So
yes, sir.
Get involved. Boots for Troops out there. That's their power in Dirty's Daily today. Not that Nick wasn't enough entertainment here. Nick Cayley, he spoke to the media a little earlier. I would say right now in the Houston Texans organization, there's more pressure on Nick Cayley right now than anybody. Now, a 3-win season, at some point in time, that pressure is going to turn to the head coach, the general manager, and ownership if they don't get it right. But right now, the offense has been a problem. Now, I think it was better against the Denver Broncos than anybody is giving it credit. I think there was room to watch that film and see how this team has really improved and played better against a really good football team. But nobody cares. You lost, and you lost in frustrating fashion. But there's been one thing that you know, Nick Caley and D'Amico and everybody's talked to the media every week, and we keep hearing about mechanics and techniques, and we keep hearing about doing your job, and we keep hearing about executing some of the same stuff that we heard from the last offensive coordinator that got ran up out of here after back-to-back 10-win seasons and some pretty impressive quarterback play and wide receiver play and running back play along the way. So it's unfortunate that we've heard that consistently. However, today Nick Caley was pressed a bit, and I loved what I heard from Nick Caley. Bear with me a little bit because this is the exchange that went back and forth. I wanted you to hear the pressing that it took to get ultimately to the point that I wanted to hear. But here is Nick Caley, a little cut from Nick Caley today with the media.
I take accountability for, if that's what you're implying, I take accountability starting with me on this. It's the entire operation. So we've got to do a better job. We got to, you know, find better ways to ultimately get the ball across the goal line. Understand the intent of what you're asking, but you're asking me about execution physically. That's what it means. We also have to put ourselves in position to be able to find different ways to score. And so, you know, it hasn't been good enough. I definitely agree with that. No doubt about it. And, you know, that's the quest, is to do that for sure. It's a whole thing. Yeah, it's how you practice. It's how you approach everything. And then ultimately, when you get an opportunity for 60 minutes on Sunday, you got to go do it. And I haven't done a good enough job of that.
There's two lines there that Nick Caley used. And look, he's not going to be perfect in this setting. I mean, he's literally getting smoked by the media, by 20, 30 media members with questions that could range, with a wide range of questions. And so he's doing the best he can to just stay afloat at this point in time. But it's exactly what I wanted to hear from Nick Caley. He said, we got to find better ways to score. All right? And I know there's some smart asses out there that want to say, well, hell, you've had 10 snaps inside the 5-yard line and you ain't been able to score. I get it. I get it. That's frustrating. But I love the thought of finding better ways. The alternate word there for better is other, really. I'm just looking for something that means something else, right? Find better ways to score. And then a little bit later in the comments, Ron, he said, put ourselves in position to find different ways to score. And I just don't know how there's any other way to take that other than, hey, man, we can't line up in jumbo packages and run the football downhill and expect to displace defensive linemen and expect to win ball games that way. There's enough of a sample size right now. And I'm not saying you can't run the football. I'm not saying you can't run the football out of a jumbo package. You just can't do it four straight times, right? No. And you know, they got to find different ways. They got to attack in different ways. And I love the offensive coordinator, knowing that my offensive coordinator understands that and has said that. And I love the fact that we've seen a big enough sample size that this week it should change. And versus Jacksonville, there's going to be some opportunities.
Yeah, I'm just glad that they aren't sitting there, Clint. Now, how well they are able to execute it. But I'm glad they're not just sitting there saying, yeah, man, we just got to keep running in the well, man, and doing this. If we can continue to just, you know, do what we did against the Ravens, do what we did against the 49ers, that's how we do it. We got to keep being consistent every week. I'm glad to at least hear, and hopefully that is something happening in the building, conversation-wise, of like, okay, all right, guys, hey, man, we got 10 plays inside the 2, man. We can't get in. That's just those plays, let alone plays like, I don't know, 3rd and 4th and 1 consecutively against Seattle that they got stoned as well, just doing the same thing over and over again. Hopefully it does scream to them, hell, even if they're just watching and copying something completely different than what was done, I just hope it says to them, we got to get other players involved. We got to do something different.
Yeah, we've seen them try to get other players involved. They're just not very good at it, right? I mean, as I said, I mean, I've been clamoring for jet sweeps, and we saw two different versions of that last week, one with Jalen Nowell and one with Nico Collins.
So they was over there tipping their pitches.
I mean, somebody had to be. I mean, it was like at that time that Spencer Arrighetti came out of the game and said, I must have been tipping my pitches because they just were teeing off. There was literally not just normal flow with motion when it's Nico Collins, but there was literally 4 or 5 or 6 guys out there like they knew it was coming, right? And we don't do it enough for anybody to anticipate it, so there had to be something that was tipping these guys. So I hope that doesn't you know, keep them from expanding that role? Because I think given what we saw, that was evidence that you need to do more of it. That was evidence that you need to use that motion more often and run it behind them inside, flip it out the back door, and take advantage of that crazy flow that Denver's defense was showing. Wow. Right? I mean, so I hope that's evidence of – I hope the way you look at that, Ron, and I hope the way they look at it is not, boy, well, look, they just ate up this speed sweep. Instead, you look at it like, well, damn, if defenses are going to flow like that on the speed sweep, yeah, then we got the numbers in the box. We got the numbers downhill. So in a spread formation, fake that thing underneath to Nico. Now he's got to bring the motion all go. Now he can't be half-assing his motion and give it away, right? But bring that sweep and then hand it up the middle or flip it out the back door and create a little bit of smoke and mirrors there. I hope we see a bigger effort to do those things versus, well, we tried and it didn't work. Let's go back into a shell.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the scary part. But I guess the other part that is a positive thing is their game plan stuff. So they switch things all the time, right? They go and maybe this week causes them to do something different. So I don't think they're just beholden to doing the same thing. I guess a positive from how different their game plans can look from game to game.
Well, look, as I've said before, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but everybody out there listening knows I damn sure will. This is a defense that has 10 sacks in 8 weeks. Or is it 9 weeks? 8 weeks. Have they had a bye yet?
Yeah.
Eight or nine weeks, they've got 10 total sacks, guys.
5-3 in 8 games. Yep.
This is not a defense that has the ability across the board to create the kind of chaos that the Texans' offense has struggled mightily with. Right? They don't have that many dudes up front that can cause it. They don't have a scheme that can cause it. Now, that's crazy to say that, right? Some people are like, what the hell are you talking about? Because Josh Hines-Allen can be a problem. We've seen him beat.
He was a problem in the
– Hell, he was a problem when we had Laremy Tunsil. He can damn sure be – one guy they have can be a problem. And, hell, look, Walker could be a problem, but he's got a club on his hand. He shouldn't be that big. Like, this is a defense where – this is a day where Davis Mills should be able to get comfortable and Nick Caley should be able to get in a rhythm and Nick Caley should be able to stay ahead of the chains. And – when this offense has done that, they've been able to move the football. They've been able to stay in rhythm. They've been able to – the quarterback's played well. They've been able to dial up shots, randomly at the right moments, almost like they're setting the defense up to take these shots. They've been really good in those moments, all right? Now
– they just haven't been as consistent.
But. Well, it just hasn't necessarily carried over against the better opponents that you played. With the exception of the 49ers. And so are the Jacksonville Jaguars clearly a better opponent than the Titans, but are the Jacksonville Jaguars more in that 49er range, and can the Texans have some of that same level of success against this team that's got a winning record? I think so. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are more of a 5 or 6 win team like San Francisco that's very beatable. I commend him, admire, respect, tip my cap. You're here. You're 5-3 and San Francisco's 6-3. But you're a very beatable football team. And I think Jacksonville falls in that category, and therefore I think the Texans are going to be able to have some success. So I feel like we're going to see them in rhythm, and we're going to see some of these things come to fruition.
Hopefully there's some changes, though. Hopefully they're just talking.
Agreed. Hopefully there's – call it creativity. Call it variety. Call it different, whatever you want, other than we're going to get inside the five and do what most defensive-minded head coaches do, no matter who their personnel are, and say we're going to be more physical and run the football downhill at you. This is a man's game. We're going to run the football downhill at you. We're done with that. We ain't in that man's game right now. We're 0 for 10 inside the five, so let's get away from it. I'm Clint Sterner alongside Ron, the show, Ugly. T. Mill is back in the studio on the ones and twos.
Scum of the earth over here.
Oh, scum of the earth over there.
Yeah,
by the way, scum of the earth, SOE back there. He was 5 for 5 last night, by the way. Won me some money.
Say it again.
Won me some big money. So We're at Buffalo Wild Wings up in Tomball off 2920. Is that right? 2920?
Yep.
Come on up and hang out and grab you a cold beer. Bud Light girls are here. We're giving away a little projector, giving away a little gift card here.
That's right. The Bud Light girls are here.
They're here. See how easy that is?
Hooking you up.
If you don't start talking about what they're going to do and how they're going to do it and where they're, you know, it's pretty easy if you just say they're here, right?
Hooking
you
up nicely.
Yeah, that's right.
They are.
That's right. Speaking of ladies, I got a question. I got a question, y'all. You boys may be able to help me a bit. Is this acceptable?
Oh God!
So I've been putting the wife off here for about a year. We've got a lot of projects going around. You know, flipping.
She is staring you down. She is waiting for this.
Well, look, we've been flipping a house. She's lived a little. I'll take her advice. We flipping a house. Got all these different projects. Going to get a lot of money moving around, kind of deal. And the wife has been wanting a new bathroom. And I quite frankly, it's my part of it. She bathes. I shower typically. The shower's disgusting. I'll be honest with you. I'm better than my bathroom arrangement right now. I'm better. She's been on me about this new bathroom, and I've been kind of putting her off. And what I'm considering doing is, you know, her birthday's November 15th, Christmas, December 25th.
Should she not be listening to this right now?
No, she's working, man. She's working, girl, bro. She working. Corporate America, man.
Anybody who knows her, don't tell her this, I guess.
Do you think it's acceptable if I said, you know what, babe? For your birthday and for Christmas, I'm going new bathroom. New bathroom. Demo it, get your new bathroom, whatever you want, man. How big a tub you want, how big a shower you want, what backsplash you want, I'll pay for it all.
You'll pay, yeah. Sounds like you guys will. Yeah, hell, yeah, the hell yeah.
You think that's acceptable?
I think it is. But I think you can.
Birthday and Christmas?
But I think you can still get something that, you know, that's not as much. As high as price.
Well,
you got to have her something.
Well, I've already bought her a little something for her birthday coming up next week. But
yeah,
you got to have
something for the birthday.
You know, this was not like at first I was like I can't do it, man. I feel kind of not cheap, but kind of I wanted to feel special on her day especially. Man, she sent me a damn link. You know how they do nowadays? They just send you a link of the gift they want. She sent me a link and said, ooh, mama likes. And it was some earrings. So I may be able to do that.
But you can't get earrings. Chief,
I looked at the price tag on them jokers. I said, damn, I can get half the bathroom done for that damn money.
Yeah, we can't get them both now.
So I'm thinking, man, you know, hey.
I mean, you may be in a different situation than I am financially. In fact, you are in a different situation than I am financially. But, damn, man, that sounds like we got to pick one of those.
I mean, right?
That's the way you grabbed me.
I mean, I looked at that damn. When she sent it to me, I thought, oh, this is just a little old gold hoops. I mean, I can get them right there, no big deal. No, apparently there's a little more than just gold in them jokers.
Nah, man, that sounds like it, bathroom, get her full.
I mean, I ain't kidding you, man. I can get it for what I would typically spend on her Christmas and birthday. I can definitely get the room demoed, and I can definitely get the shower done.
Yeah, someone texted in, nope, don't do it. You're about to hang yourself.
I know. I feel like it's a bad decision.
As long as you have.
It's a great money decision.
As long as you have some sort of a gift for both days, that's fine. But, no, hell no.
Oh, I got a nice jumpsuit for it. I didn't mean to put it out there.
Toss it a water bottle in there. Get you a nice stand.
No, it's not a workout jumpsuit.
Oh, okay.
It's a fly jumpsuit. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, get that. Yeah. A demo bathroom tub. Hell, she get to pick it? Hell
I may
yeah.
just tell her I'll get the demo done for her birthday.
Yeah, the hell with what?
Just the demo. Demo for her birthday, and then she can live a month until Christmas in just a demoed bathroom.
Yes. Yeah, somebody said nope, not for birthday and Christmas. Well, no, go to hell.
I can stretch it into the anniversary in February if we need.
But I'm not saying that. But
if I stretch it that far, I can include Valentine's Day too.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, like I'm telling you what, man. If Courtney had a car in the driveway, you know, for Christmas, I don't give a rip how close my birthday is. Hey, man, we got it. All right, hey, man, a card. Whatever, hey man, we got it. Like a full bathroom, tubs.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Let's put this into perspective.
I must have floors and doors cost.
Let's put this in perspective, T. What if Court came home and said, "Hey, Ron, this year, birthday, Christmas, I'm gonna get you that outdoor kitchen you've been wanting, man."
Hey, man,
I think that's a lot different.
What do you mean it's different? I mean, why is it different?
We've taken care of birthday. We've taken care of it all right there, Jack.
Wouldn't hurt your feeling, would you? You'd be stoked.
No.
You're talking about the room you take a dump in versus where you cook delicious food.
No, you can't do that. No, don't do that, Tyler. No, just the room you take a dump in. I watch HGTV. You ought to watch it. Those are the kitchen and the bathroom. That's where you put the money in. He up here talking about getting a tub.
No, I'm not disagreeing, but as a gift, that is a very different league.
A tub with the shower combo. She get to pick the handles and everything.
Other than in the biscuit with me.
Coming up next.
My wife's most cherished time of the day is in that tub, Chief.
I'm telling you, man, the tub. If
I could put her a little chandelier over her tub.
Y'all crazy. Ooh. Comes from a woman. Yeah, you have her a car.
Sparkle a bit.
I dare you. I dare you have a problem with it. I dare you. I double dog dare you have a problem with it. Spend $20,000 on this bathroom. That ain't enough for you. That's going to cover Christmas, too. Christmas, birthday, all of it. All right, coming up next. We talked about this yesterday, but we didn't really hone in on maybe a really interesting thing, if true, about the Astros. We'll discuss.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
What's that next?
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off FM 2920 in Tomball, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, a good crowd starting to develop. Still time for you to make your way as you're getting off work. We'll be here until 6 o'clock here in Tomball. Buffalo Wild Wings enjoying ourselves. The Bud Light girls are in the building.
That's good.
And they're to help you.
See, just move on.
Help you enjoy your time out here. That's what I am. That's right, baby. There you go. And still your chance to win a little bit later on. A lot of people here are jumping in on this. Angie, our fifth women listener here, she said not acceptable bathroom as a someone texting. Hell no, you can't combine the two. Do the bathroom and something else smaller. Bad move to combine the two. Yeah, as I said, Ben, you do the bathroom. Yeah, card, you know, a little something smaller. Got that jumpsuit. Bam. That's good, but yeah.
I didn't mean to let that jumpsuit out.
I know. Well, let's
just in case she was
listening. Saying it. Yeah. Well, hell, you gave it all away.
Yeah, I know.
Now my wife was listening.
What'd she say?
And she did chime in.
How'd she feel about it?
She started off with, and I agree with her from this aspect. I have a problem with it. That's how she started it off. That's not a gift. It's a home repair.
Gotta agree.
Well, I mean, it's.
But as I said to her.
I mean, I'm not unclogging the sink here, Courtney.
No, I mean, but. As I said to her, if Lauren views it as a gift, I know my wife wouldn't. My wife would not view, hey, babe, I'm getting the floors done as a gift to her. No, we're all using them damn floors. But if Lauren views it as a gift, then that's a different thing. Now you might want to get on the same page with that. If she views that bathroom and as you said, you get to pick the tub, everything exactly the what you want. Then that's cool with it.
This one involves a large extension as well, with where she has her own closet that's twice the size it is now. The upgrade. I mean, the bathroom. I would not give a damn. I don't care. But as a woman, I could see where she enjoys the finer things of life. It would be upgraded significantly.
If she views,
I find it disrespectful, Courtney. Repair.
Well, I agree with her. I do. I would not get home repairs that we're all using, and say, "Here's the gift to you." Like I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that.
A little
but
different
that,
spin on it, there, boys.
But that's us. Lauren may see all of that as a gift. And bam, that's a gift. And if that is a gift, you can't say don't be cheap. No. No, you just heard everything he said. That ain't cheap. That is just saying, hey man, we got cards that we're giving to you on this holiday. You wanna do it in parts? We'll unveil the bathroom. And then for your birthday, we'll unveil the closet. You want to do that? But it ain't cheap. I'm going to say my man is jumping out spending $30,000, $40,000 on a bathroom and closet and an extension, as he said, and said we're being cheap. Nah, man. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's not cheap. I mean, look, I've done enough to this point where
your ass is going to have to be mad.
My bride better not shape her mouth to say I'm cheap.
Okay,
I don't care what happens.
I think we're going a little far.
Well, I'm just telling you. I'll quit it altogether. I'll quit it altogether. We'll get down to $100 maximum on birthdays and Christmas,
Tyler,
if you want to start taking shots.
Throw in the towel.
I mean, I get
Tyler, he did it as if she just said it to him. Like she really said it to him.
I'm just
like
telling you.
He said, I'll throw it off.
I'm telling you.
We'll quit it all to go to
you start expecting things instead of appreciating things, boy, we're gonna have a real problem.
It's all up to her. If she views it as a gift, hey, it's a gift. I agree with that. I've learned that one. Yeah, like Courtney may really, really want a new.
You'd have redone them office doors in that office for Courtney without her knowing, and said, "All right, this is your birthday."
No, that's not a gift.
let me remake where you work so you feel comfortable while you're
gift.
Making
that,
money.
Yeah, that's home repair.
Oh my god,
yeah, that's a home repair.
I thought that'd be a little bit of an upgrade.
Close up, yeah. She'd be happy that's not a gift, but we that's established. Like. I know we want to really be able to make some good home margaritas, and she's been talking about I would love one of them ninjas. That's not the gift
because y'all both can use it.
Yeah. Closest thing I've got. I don't drink coffee. Got a nice Keurig one year. That was in the grouping of gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't use it. But yeah. Home appliances.
Astro Granny, old mom said dad bought her a vacuum cleaner for her first anniversary. That didn't go over real good.
I don't know what.
Get the hell out of here.
I really don't.
Big Hearn. Hey, mom and dad's, their marriage was destined to fail from jump.
God,
are you shitting me?
What did she say
Big
to him?
Hearn.
Could you, Like I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong, Tyler. I don't think that Linda just grew into this persona that she is right now. The Linda that we know, who walked up to me at Clint's wedding and said, "Hell, I come over there and babysit those kids. I have them all in a closet."
Hey,
I don't think that
drill sergeant.
I don't think she just grew into that.
I got him.
I just, what was the response when he came in there? And it better have been a hell of a vacuum cleaner. But I don't know. Just from what you've told me about Earn, I don't know if he went Dyson. Whatever it was. I just cannot believe. There is no way she held back on her feelings about him getting
that. I got
no
use for you.
Oh, I bet she lost it on him. And he went on her and went, started smoking a dart. And just went off.
Hey, in the house. In the house, baby.
Oh God! Jesus. All right. Oh God, that's good. Okay, coming up next, the injury report is out, and there's some real concerns there. There's one position group though that Clint is really really concerned about how this could shape out. We'll discuss that, and we're going to give solutions to one of the big problems for the Texans.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Since we'll do that now.
I'm going to slide over there and find your ass.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings off FM 2920 in Tomball, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in as we're having a good time out here. We are here in Tomball, Buffalo Wild Wings, Thirsty Thursday. We're out each and every Thursday. And it brings us here, as we said, to Tomball. You should be next. Come on in here. We're here until 6 o'clock. Plenty of TVs around to watch. Plenty of games. Good space. A good crowd. Good atmosphere. Way to get the weekend and Thursday started off right. This is a great spot to do things. And as I see, many people are walking up. Our guy Shay, he will give you a ticket for your chance to win prizes as we hook somebody up with an HEB gift card, and you'll have a chance to win in the 5 o'clock hour. Come on up and get your name and ticket in the raffle box to give yourself a chance to win. All right, Clint, the injury report is out, and we will give you more of an update coming up here at 5 o'clock fire for both teams, because I think there are some real developing situations with the injury report for both the Texans and the Jags. But I do want to pull one out here. Right before we were coming on the air, we were talking with the fellas from In the Loop. And I don't know if Matt Burke let the cat out of the bag, but Matt Burke all but made it sound like that Jalen Petrie was not going to be able to go, and not a major surprise. He had a concussion on what many people believe the last play of the game is when he suffered that concussion, has not practiced all week, didn't practice yesterday or today. And it looks like he could be out of the game. And for you, looking at that area, looking at the secondary, we know C.J. Stroud is out, Davis Mills is in, but you think that Jalen Petrie injury or concussion, him being out for this game, is something that you're really kind of concerned about for this game against the Jazz?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm not real concerned about the tackle position and the right guard being a little banged up and Nick Chubb's foot. No, I'm not real worried about all that in this particular game. The secondary is the big concern in terms of the injury report. And it's not just about Jalen Petrie, but we can start there. Jalen Petrie is not only a critical part of what DeMeco wants to do schematically, but hell, he's having an unbelievable year in every facet of playing that nickel defender right now. And so you're losing a hell of a player. And then you get into, okay, what does the depth look like in the secondary? You've already got Jalen Smith, the third-round rookie that was drafted out of USC. He lasted a flash in the pan last week. He's on IR. Yeah. Jalen Petrie, obviously, is out with a concussion. Jimmy Ward got injured last year, still isn't back, been arrested twice. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, got ran up out of here. And so you're already playing, and no disrespect, but you're already playing with a depth safety in M.J. Stewart. And now you're going to be playing with what I would say is probably your fourth. Because if we're being honest, I think they would rather Jalen Petrie, Kamari Lassiter, or Jalen Smith be the next DB in there in those situations. So you're really playing with what you would probably say is your fourth best nickel defender at this point in time. And Miles Bryant probably is. I'm guessing that's how they would go.
He's familiar with it. They've had him. They've used him in that position.
And look, I think DeMeco's been tremendous in overcoming injuries, so I don't think this is a deal that's like, oh, hell, what's this number one defense going to look like? I think they'll be fine in terms of overall ability to keep Jacksonville from scoring a bunch of points. But it is a hit when you look at the caliber player that Jalen Petrie is on top of the already just decimated depth that this team has seen in the secondary, in corner, safety, and nickel defender position. This is the one that
How do you think they play it?
I think Miles Bryant. I think Miles Bryant plays nickel. I think they can trust him. I think they believe in him. I think he comes in and plays the nickel position. Everything else around him stays the same. I think he gets a lot of run. I do.
Because we have seen them slide Kamari down in certain situations. But then –
Tremont Smith would have to be your outside corner. You could do that.
He played well. There was a game he had to come in.
Yeah.
I forgot which game it was, but when Stingley had some issues, the Rams game.
Early in the year.
Yeah, the Rams game. First week he had to come in for a little bit.
Yeah.
If you want to. But
so there are some options there, whether it's Tremont Smith outside, you slide Kamari Lassiter in, or you leave Kamari out and you put in Miles Bryant. They do have some options. I don't know that they're real comfortable with either. I'm fine with Tremont Smith because of what we've seen. He seemed to be fine. But they're down numbers, and that's the bigger concern for me. I mean, if you just look at it from a perspective of, boy, if anybody gets nicked up in this game, then you got to start moving pieces around, and you could have a real problem.
And it's also who can hurt. Where is Jacksonville going to hurt you the most, right?
Well,
and we'll get on Brian Thomas Jr. We'll update you on that. But Parker Washington has been a guy that's played out of the slot that's been a big key for them. So maybe, you know, you don't want him to get loose in the middle of the field and cause easy completions. He got himself open in the first game at times, even though Brian Thomas had the big play that led to the game-winning touchdown. But he did create some separation, some space. So they'll have – they have some options, but as you said, those options can really go down if anybody gets nicked up, anybody has to miss.
The saving grace is DeMeco Ryans has been tremendous defensively I remember games last year where I don't know that I had a guy in the secondary. I think Kamari Lassiter, I think, played every game last year. But, I mean, like, there was two or three or four guys that I had no – like, I'd never – I had to check the damn roster to do the post-game show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, I think they'll be fine. DeMeco has been tremendous in these moments, but it is something to keep an eye on the defensive side of the football. If you look at the injury report and you want that there's something there, there's a lot there because there's so many names on it. But if there's really something there that sticks out, I think it's that.
Yeah. All right. We'll give you the rest of the injury report because it is lengthy for the Texans, and the Jags have some names on there, too, that we want to kind of take a look at. We'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour coming up here in just a bit. By the way, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount. Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount, it is the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th only on Paramount Plus. All right, I want to get some solutions. All right, and I'll be honest, I think Nick Caley and company should maybe even think about this a little bit. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch can jump in on this as well. But some solutions. The biggest thing, at least one of the biggest problems that really stands out is they're awful. Awful when it comes to short yardage. Awful when it comes to the goal line, as I know J.J. Watt spoke about it. You guys talked about that stat where they've had 10 opportunities from inside the 2-yard line, and they are 0 for 10.
Yeah.
Inside the 2. I mean, that almost seems like
inside
that's impossible. Inside the 5?
But I think a good chunk of them were inside the 2.
I heard inside the 2, inside the 5. They're 0 and 10. And that's just from that standpoint. Short yardage is a problem, Clint. They're 32nd when it comes to red zone success, 31st when it comes to goal to goal. I'd like to see who the hell's 32nd. Mm. But they struggle. Let's offer some solutions. When
who
they
do you
get
think
it,
it is? Tennessee?
Probably. That's a safe bet. The Jets, maybe. They shouldn't be with Justin Fields. But let's offer some solutions on how they can improve this. Like, if you're looking in there, you're going in, I know you said, if you're DeMeco, I want to get your best 10 best plays. How would you approach short yardage for the Texans to give them a better chance than what the hell they've been doing?
Yeah, I think you gotta get out of the jumbo sets. And not all together. I mean, if you want to run one run out of jumbo and see if you can get it in, then displace some people, that's fine. But I think you got to get out of the four straight downs of jumbo personnel and goal line or third and fourth down situations. I think you got to get out of the cut splits. Right now they're cutting splits and bringing everybody in, and you got edge guys that are catching the running backs 2 or 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. There's an issue, and again, I don't know if somebody's tipping or I don't know what's going on, but there's an issue with edge rushers in the run game catching the backs behind the line of scrimmage. I don't know if that's a Nick Chubb thing being patient, or is that just bad design. I don't know exactly what that is, but that's been a problem as well. I think you got to quit with the cut splits. You got to quit with the jumbo personnel. And when I say quit, I just mean you just can't be just wholeheartedly sold on it and then say guys go execute. There is a rhyme or reason here, method of the madness. Spread them out, and then if you want to try to run the football, then go ahead and try to run the football. I think that's the simplest, quickest, most streamlined way to do some to create wider lanes, to make it more difficult on the defense, because they've got to spread, they got to at least recognize and expand some, so it's going to create some room inside. It's going to create some leverage for your offensive linemen where they're not all head on head with a big defensive tackle and not able to get the push.
Can we also just run some sort of a formation that maybe the defense feels like they got to check up, where they're like, oh, what? Because it seems like every defense they play in short yardage, they are coming forward. They're not on their heels. There's nothing that holds them or can – Like, hey, somebody in the backfield that's not normally in the backfield. A motion that comes across that may make somebody think something that just throws.
The answer is yes. I mean, there's a lot of answers to the question.
Yeah.
But the key, the other part of this thing is, and I'm just trying to give you like simple football 101, you know, solutions. I think not being so committed to jumbo sets, not being so committed to the cut splits, and then I also think get your ass out of the huddle and run a play. Everything they do, they get to the line of scrimmage, and they move somebody over here, and this guy stops. And then the defense does their – and they let everybody get set, and then they run the football. right? Get out of the huddle and run your play. I don't care what it is, inside, outside, I don't care what, like use a sense of urgency and don't give them time to set up and read. I mean, think about it. If there is, I personally believe somebody's tipping up front. But there's if you sit there and leave these guys in a stance, right? I mean, the defense has all day to survey. They have all day to know every tendency. They have all day to pick up on any kind of anything that is tipping. And by the way, holding our offensive linemen in goal to goal or short yardage situations, holding an offensive lineman in a stance for 10 seconds, 15 seconds is torture.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse for those guys. And I know they're NFL players, and I get it, man. They make a lot of money. But get to the line of scrimmage. When that last guy's hand touches dirt, snap the damn football and let's go.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, forget all this holding these guys at the line of scrimmage. I mean, you got guys out there fighting their ass off, and they're trying to anticipate a snap.
These guys look like they know the play. Like I wonder what happened if you line up.
Well, did you
Nico
hear
in the backfield?
Did you hear the? By the way, they did line up 14 in the backfield a few times. So there was in that last game there were some wrinkles that I look at and go, okay, I see you trying. Now let's do it with a sense of urgency and do it with some confidence. And do it. The other thing is they got to do it enough. Yeah. Like it doesn't do us any good to just go one snap of something creative. Because you're not gonna, you got to have multiple plays out of these different looks, and you got to commit to them and run them over time, and then the defense has to prepare for everything. Right now, I mean, it's just a matter of, well, we're gonna prepare for goal line big boy football, and we're probably bigger than they are.
All right, coming up 5 o'clock fire. We'll look at this injury report. It is rather lengthy, and both teams have some important parts that could be in trouble for this game. Thursday night football, Broncos, Raiders, we'll get you ready for that. And the Astros, some little news with the Astros as well. We'll let you know what that is coming up next.